Gentlemen, let's bring the Mount Pleasant Village Board to order. Looks to be about 6:22. We had a committee of the whole meeting that went long. We had much to discuss, but we're here at the board level now, and we need to have a roll call.
Anastasio?
Here.
Karas?
Here.
Washburn?
Here.
Ventrini?
Here.
Batya?
Here.
Pollak?
Here.
DeGroot?
He's here. Next item is Pledge of Allegiance. Please join us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So the next item is a presentation by Patrick. He's got the Small Business Retention and Expansion, the BRE program.
Good evening. Thank you. We discussed this program a little bit more in depth at COW, but just to reemphasize, it's an opportunity to further build on our partnerships with RCEDC, RAMAC, WEDC, and also have some direct communication with the small businesses in the village. A number of departments and individuals worked on this initiative. It officially launched today. So we'll play the launch video. And if there are any questions, I'm happy to take them at the end.
Hey there, how are you? We're out here in Mount Pleasant supporting the small business initiatives here. I am here with Austin from Wildfire Social.
Yeah, we opened our doors April 6th. Right now we sit at 57 employees.
I officially opened in 2019, but this location, October of 2024.
So it's been a great journey. This is our 35th year being in business.
Because we've been here for over four decades now in this community, we actually understand the people here. We understand what makes Wisconsinites tick as well. And so for me, the feeling in the world is when a patient comes in and says, "Doctor, thank you for what you've done. I can see better. I can enjoy my family members better, enjoy life better." So you really are truly helping more of a community than just that one person that you take care of.
We care about this community deeply. We've invested time and material. We give nonprofit hours to all of our employees, so they actually get a week to go serve in local communities.
Helping people. I love to help people with their chronic pain, with their just all around discomfort in life. Being in Mount Pleasant means a lot to me, mostly because this is where I grew up. This is the community that I know. This is a community that I want to work with. This is a community that I would love to help and am helping.
We get to do life in Mount Pleasant, but we also get to do our business, and that just makes it sweet. I just want to say thank you. Mount Pleasant has been awesome welcoming us to the neighborhood, as I like to say, and I hope we get to stay here for a long time, but it's great to be here.
Matt is available for selfies and autographs after the meeting.
Hey there. How?
Yeah, not again.
Yeah, once is enough.
Yeah, once of Matt, that's
right.
Enough.
I'm happy to take any questions.
Nice job,
or comments,
by the way.
But...
Anybody got questions for Patrick?
I don't have any questions other than that's a continuing program, right? That we're
yes.
still involved in. These were the few examples of some of the people we've served. And
that's correct.
All
yep.
Right. Very good.
Okay,
nice
very good.
Program. It works well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, keep it up. Public comment. Members of the public are welcome to provide comments on any matter. Please fill out a comment form. And the president will recognize you, use the microphone, state your name and address for the public record. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. I don't have anybody signed up. Clerk has anybody? Anybody in chambers wanting to speak publicly for any reason? If that's the case, I will close public comment and we'll move on to the consent agenda.
Mr. President, I make a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
So I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So the consent agenda is carried. Under new business, under H1, we've got discussion, possible motion regarding a budget amendment, resolution 12-2026, amending resolution 18-2025, adopting the 2026 budget for general fund and OPEB.
Mr. President,
I make a motion to approve Resolution 12-2026, amending Resolution 18-2025, adopting the 2026 budget for general a transfer from the general fund to OPEB.
Second.
So you hear a motion and a second to start the discussion. Does Kathy want to add anything, or Ms. Administrator here?
I'd be happy to speak on the motion. This item is before you, as we talked about in the Committee of the Whole. This would be taking $1.5 million from our general fund reserves and putting it in our OPEB fund and funding a percentage of our outstanding liability for OPEB.
And to clarify, OPEB is other?
Other post-retirement employee benefits.
As you might remember, we discussed that at a COW meeting a couple of weeks back, and we decided that it would be still good practice for us to fund OPEB to the extent that we could to bring that up and closer related to money in, money out, and build a little bit of a balance.
I think it was also noted that we still have the general fund as in doing that transfer is well funded. It's still above the recommended. It's still a very, very healthy fund.
Correct. We have a very healthy fund balance at this point in time, and that would still put us in very good standing among other agencies. We're still we have a good reserve balance.
Okay. So then on the matter of the budget resolution 12-2026, roll call vote.
Anastasio?
Aye.
Karras?
Aye.
Washburn?
Aye.
Ventrini?
Aye.
Bhatia?
Aye.
Pollack?
Aye.
DeGroot?
Aye. That motion carries. Looks to be like we don't have too much else to talk about.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I hear a motion to adjourn. Is anybody seconding?
Second.
So I hear a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We stand adjourned.